Hey, it's Toby and Matt here with another episode of the Pure Quality Podcast with Track Capital. And this is our first one of 2024. And if you'd listened to the last episode, just before Christmas, you would have seen and heard our revision and look back of our predictions for 2023 that we set out at the beginning of 2023. And this episode, we're going to be forecasting our predictions for 2024, house prices and rental prices as well. So we've got to get our Mystic Meg hats on and see if we can do, well, slightly better. We didn't do too bad last year, actually. I don't think we were.
No, I think we were. I was quite actually impressed when we had the end of year. I mean, to be honest, we always have to revert back because I'm glad you pick up the data because I always forget what I say.
Don't worry, I'll always.
So
I'll
it's always good to keep tabs on things. But I think, I'm feeling a little bit more positive of being a bit closer this year. I feel like I've got good insight.
Last year was definitely a turbulent year, to say the least. Sure. With the back end of 2022, which led into 2023, and loads of stuff that happened throughout the year. It was definitely difficult. No one could have predicted that year. So, it wasn't too bad on our front, I suppose. But this year, obviously, like you said, feeling a bit more positive. As long as there's nothing that's going to jump out and surprise us, obviously, hopefully that will give us some basis when making these forecasts and predictions that we're going to be doing. And look, these are just our personal opinions. When we look at the data, when we look at the market, we look at the sentiment, when we're talking to investors and buyers, etc., developers, people within the industry, that's what helps shape our forecast. And you don't know what I'm thinking on these predictions.
We haven't discussed this ever yet.
And I don't know what you're thinking. So it'd be interesting to see how different or maybe similar that they are, which is going to be good. But yeah, let's dive right in then. And we'll start off doing the UK house price average prediction. So this is what we think the prices of UK properties as an average will do this year, whether they go up, down, and what that percentage will look at. And I'm going to hand over to you, Matt, to kick things off on this. Yeah. And just to make it clear, this is a UK average. So this takes into account the whole of the UK. This is what we're making this prediction on.
And just to reference, what was, for the viewers and people listening, what was last year?
Well, the most recent, which is data, which goes up to the end of December, was the for 2024. So the latest report, 2023. The latest report in 2024, which we got at the end of January. And we're using, just for reference, we're using the Home Track House Price Index report, which we will have a link to in the show notes here. And that had the UK house price average as a whole down, but only 0.8%. Okay. So a marginal decline as a UK average. So what is that? Well, are you using that or are you using...
I am using slightly a bit of that. Yeah, I think my predictions are based on, I think, potentially what could happen within the UK market over the year. Obviously, we know a year is a hell of a long time.
Very long time.
As you said, last year we've seen so many changes that a lot of us wouldn't have seen off the bat. But for this year, I was quite optimistic last year with my my predictions. But this year, I'm actually going to be a little bit more conservative on a level... which I would probably say I'm not always, but I generally believe that we're actually going to see much more of a steady market this year.
Okay.
I think a much more stable market. I think I don't think we're going to see some crazy increases across the average of the UK house prices, and I don't also think we're going to see a crazy drop. So I'm actually going to go for around -1%.
-1%. Okay. And so you mentioned stable and steady market. So what does that mean?
It's nothing to say, for example, I think when we always hear minuses in the market going down, I think a lot of people think, oh God, it can't be good if markets are going down. But at the same time, look, that we always get this, we always say this in terms of there's never a right time to buy. I think in terms of as a whole, what's going to happen, because of course we're basing this across the whole of the UK average. I think as we saw last year, a lot of the southern parts of the UK were pulling a lot of the northern parts down, and as I said, I still believe certain cities within the UK will perform over that and will be in the pluses.
Yeah.
But I do believe as a majority and a whole, as a UK, as a whole country, we are going to see a slight minus. I don't think it's going to be a bad thing for the market. I think it's just stability.
So where do you see the decline then? Because obviously that is an average. So it's quite interesting that average will mean that, obviously, like you said, minus one sounds bad, but when we're taking the whole UK
into consideration, if you look at the whole context,
are you saying that everywhere is going to be slightly in a decline, or are you saying that some regions are going to be very, very bad and other regions are still going to be okay?
Agreed. I think it's the regions. That's what I'm basing it off of. I think, as I said before, I think we're going to see some positives in terms of areas still increasing and capital growth still happening and prices rising. But I do generally believe parts of the UK are going to drag us down slightly. I think as an average, I believe it will be more so the southern part of the UK, London, for example.
Yeah.
And as I said, I don't see this for whatever reason or anyone listening for it to be a bad thing. I think it's just stability within the market, which we've had crazy ups and downs over the past couple of years, as we all know. So I think all that's happening now is we're going to have a little bit of stability for the next year or two before my 2025 prediction of it going up again.
Okay, well,
I thought I'd leave that in there, a little bit of a sneak.
You've put that in there, so fair play. But yeah, that's another conversation.
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear what your prediction is, though, because I mean, I've gone very conservative this year.
Well, you say that, though, because I was just thinking, like, you've gone conservative. Well, you say you've gone conservative, but I don't know. If it was minus 0.8% in 2023...
Yeah,
as per the year on year sort of from the January report, then yeah, I just think overall you're saying that potentially this year, as a whole, as an average, maybe bit worse than last year if we're sitting in the same position.
Yeah, I generally think it will be slightly worse. Okay. than last year. I think it will pick up towards the back end of the year, but I reckon we're gonna have stability within the market for the next six to eight months, and then maybe Q4. Yeah. I think things will, especially when I believe that's when maybe interest rates and so on might drop to a more attractive rate, to then when we might see a spike within the market, people coming back in, a lot more buyers, and generally prices then going up, which I think towards the back end of the year we'll see that increase that will bring it a little bit further up. Okay. But as I said, I might be wrong, but that's my prediction. I'd love to hear yourself.
They are just predictions. I am interested. Okay. All right. So it's quite a difficult one because I think last year really sort of put me on the back foot because of the amount of stuff that was sort of unexpected at the back end of 2022 and 2023. I haven't gone for a set figure because it's hard to really put my finger on where the market's going to lie when we're sitting here this time in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, we are only right at the beginning of the
year. And so far it looks positive.
Yeah, it does.
But then I'm thinking, well, look, throughout the year we're going to have a obviously it's pretty much known that we're going to have a general election in the UK.
That could massively
now, again yeah that. I don't think it will massively, but sometimes those sort of things can cause factors within the property market, good and bad.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it can be very good if a new party comes into power and they have new plans for housing. But so you've got that in the works. I know it's separate, but you've got the US election as well, which although it's the other side of the pond, you've sometimes can get a bit of sort of backlash from anything that happens there. Yeah. So there's a few things going on. But that said, the mortgage market is looking a lot stronger.
Very.
We're seeing the cost of living ease. We're seeing the economy settle. So we are finding ourselves in a positive place. So I'm in two minds. I think we're either going to have a very marginal uplift as a UK average of 0.5%. But I think there is potential that we could see a UK average up to 2%, for example. Okay. As like a, which is kind of a normal average year within the UK property market, sort of a 2% increase.
But Toby's doing this just so he can definitely be right. So he's saying basically he could be in the range.
No, because I could be wrong, because like you've pointed out, I mean, the reason I'm being a bit more pessimistic with 0.5% is because I agree with you that the southern areas and the pockets of the UK where prices
and not all,
are
not
stretched.
All parts of southern, right?
No, not all parts.
I think there will definitely be some increases as
But I think that's definitely going to drag down the prices because there's still there's still a lot of, I would say, correction that needs to happen there.
I agree.
While wages need to be going up and what, I mean, London, for example, I think the current average price in London, you're looking at, you need 13 times your wages to be able to buy in London.
Affordability levels,
As an average, which again, affordability, and I think that's what's going to drag it down. So I'm going to go on a bit of a range. I'm saying plus 0.5% up to plus 2% as a UK average.
So that's overall, my prediction. You're thinking positive.
I think positive. Yeah. I think from what we're seeing in the other regions, sort of north of the border of London, we're seeing a lot of good things happen there, and we're seeing the prices perform quite well. And I think as the southern parts start to settle a little bit, because I don't think they'll be as drastic as they were last year. Only time will tell. But I think we'll start to see a filtering through of, again, like you said, a bit more of a settled market. But I think that will lead to a more positive outcome at the end, because some of the affordability levels in the cities which are looking favourable are pushing a lot of people there. Like, I'm seeing an uptick in demand in certain locations. We're seeing estate agents are seeing that the uptick of demand's coming back into the market in those areas where there's good yields or it's affordable for people to buy and live in. So that's what I think. But that's, again, that's just my prediction there. So you're saying minus
one. I'm saying minus one. If I can be.
No.
I'm gonna do what you do.
You locked
Toby.
In. No, you
I'm
gonna
go minus one, or you know what? The thing is, as you said, I think it's a great.
You can't change your mind.
No, it's fine. No, because what you're doing now is I'm going with minus
one.
You're
using my knowledge
but you're,
and expertise.
You're basically giving multiple answers for your answer.
No,
Toby's giving ranges.
Yeah, you, okay.
All right, no, let's do it. You need to give one answer. But okay. We know that's your range, but just give one answer that is Toby's prediction. That's a good range.
Okay.
Just give us one though.
I'll mirror you in the other way. I'm going to say plus 1%
okay,
then.
Perfect. So I'm minus one.
But just for
one.
The listeners, remember the range.
No,
I gave,
no.
Because
that's
if it does fall within there, then I am technically right. Yeah, you heard that first.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, let's move on to what we
first of all, as well, just quickly. Are you surprised by my answer?
No, because I think sitting here this year, any prediction you make, there's definitely room to have an argument for the other side. So no, I don't see a surprise, because I think your logic behind it definitely makes sense. And again, minus 1%,
it's not
highlighted,
huge,
it's not huge. And we're not, that's the UK average.
Exactly.
So yeah, no, right, I don't. Cool. Were you surprised by mine?
Yeah, I feel not surprised. I'd say I knew you were going to be either or, but just slightly. I knew it wouldn't be a drastic minus. I knew it wouldn't be a massive plus. I thought you'd be...
Okay.
In between, but yeah, I wouldn't say I was surprised with your answer. I think, as you said as well, some of the valid points there. I think there will be some changes and obviously stuff that we also can't foresee right now.
Okay. Well, let's move on to what we're highlighting as what we think will be the top three major cities performance-wise that we feel perform well and that we have our eyes on. So why don't you start with your top three? And these are the major cities as well. Yeah. So just do bear that in mind for the listeners.
Top three, basing on, I guess, I've been kind of looking into it from a perspective of obviously what's going on within the cities, the level of money being spent, whether they be through kind of whether it be the government funding this or obviously private firms who are doing so as well. And for me, I'll be honest with you, I like the city a lot. I've invested there. And it's Liverpool. I'm going to put it as my number one.
Yeah.
I generally love what's going on there. I think they've got so much going for, it's got so much going for it in terms of room for growth.
Mm.
I generally believe it's a couple of years behind Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen great things happen in Manchester. So I generally think with the infrastructure and what's happening there, the funding, the amount of people that are moving there, the university students turning over and staying on board, etc. Yep. I am putting that as my top spot for cities.
Liverpool. So what are you putting in at number two?
Number two, I'm going to stick with Manchester, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Manchester, once again, I mean, we've been there recently, the team. I think what's happening in Manchester is crazy. I think people in Manchester have never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
It is becoming like the new London. We're seeing rental prices go up. The demand there is one of the best, if not the best, in the country.
Mm.
So I generally believe that people are going to be moving there. And also, so from a rental perspective, great. But I believe when you go there, I don't know if viewers have been there, and I know, Toby, I don't know when you were last there, but the amount that is going on there,
it's crazy.
There's every reason for it to continue going in the direction that it's going to be in.
Yeah.
So that's my number two.
Number three.
And number three, I'm actually going to go for somewhere that we probably don't talk about loads, but I really like it as a city, and I think it's got good fundamentals, good infrastructure, and there's lots of growth. It's Sheffield.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Sheffield. I think as a whole, we've personally obviously had a couple of projects there in the past. Yeah. I really like the city. It's got a massive, once again, it's big for universities.
It's got good local economy.
Really good local
economy.
It's just got loads going for it, I think. Mm. As a whole, it's a city that I generally really do like. And that part of the UK, the northeast as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the northwest, but I think the northeast is going to be also a big hitter in 2024.
Interesting. So not too dissimilar to mine.
Okay.
I'm going straight in with Liverpool at number one. I agree with you. I think out of the major cities, the room for growth there, that is still definitely on the cards. The regeneration, what we're seeing go up there, what we're seeing prices do, the appetite we're seeing for Liverpool, and we're seeing encouraging signs of more appetite for Liverpool as well for location, sort of overseas buyers as well that may not have had it on their radar. I think definitely Liverpool.
And it's not as well within Liverpool as well, I've noticed as well. It's not just, I know it's the big £5.5 billion regeneration on the front, but there's other regenerations that are happening all around.
That's the main one as we
know. Exactly, that we all know. But there's so much happening there. And I'm happy. I think you mentioned that. I believe as well that it is number one.
Yeah.
But
so
then, let's hear this number two.
So number two is hard because I kept chopping and changing my number two and number three. They're very, very close.
So you locked in your top three though.
Locked in my top three.
Two and three changing.
But I kept chopping and changing which was second, which was third. But I have locked in second. I'm going for Leeds.
Okay.
I know Leeds very well. I've got investments there. Again, as a city, great fundamentals. It's performing well still. It performed well last year. The rental market's great there. The prices are doing well. And like I said, there's a lot of investment and regeneration going in there. And I think it's not as well known as the likes of Manchester and Liverpool in terms of investment scenario. But there's some good investments there. I mean, I am frustrated that we as a company don't have a lot in Leeds to offer. Yeah. But that's just in general. Within our industry, Leeds doesn't get much
supply and demand issue,
exactly. But there's a lot of, if you go to Leeds city centre, it's fantastic. It's great, it's accessible, and the stuff going on in Leeds as well, a bit similar to Manchester. Obviously not on the scale of Manchester at this moment in time, but lots going on there. The university is great there. The infrastructure, everything going on there, in my opinion, is really, really good. So there's lots going for Leeds, and I know it quite well, and keeping an eye on the data and how it's been performing and how it started this year as well. For my own properties there and how they're performing, I can see they're doing well in terms of the prices and the rental prices. So that's why I put Leeds at number two.
Nice.
But the one I was chopping and changing with was Manchester, because I do think, again, Manchester is one of those where it's just not letting up those top spots. It's like you said, there's so much going on there still, and for the foreseeable, I think it's definitely going to be one of the titans for a good few more years, because we're not looking just the direct city centre now. The ripple effect that's coming out on sort of the outer city, but just outside the city centre where a lot's going on.
Trafford,
that's where
we're
seeing loads going in there, Manchester Waters, etc. So I think there's a lot more, and that's why I put it in as third. But it was really hard to decide between that and Leeds, to be fair.
Yeah, I can see that, to be honest. It's interesting that you say Leeds. I think Leeds would perform well as well. Two for North West, one for North East. With Leeds as well, I'm interested to hear your point of view, because I know obviously you've got properties there, and there has been, I'd say, very good growth over the past couple of years in Leeds. So it's interesting to see that you believe it will be still one of the top performers.
Yeah, I do. I think because the prices are still good there as well. Again, when we're looking at affordability levels,
it can still go up.
Yeah, they can still go up. They're still at a reasonable entry level price. So that's why I think
it's the rent as well, isn't it? There's a lot of room for growth there.
A lot of room for growth there. That they're doing well. We're seeing the sort of the massive demand for rents in the direct city now sort of filtering a bit out of Leeds, similar like I just mentioned with Manchester. And I think, again, that's going to be a driving factor for Leeds as a city and why it's going to perform well.
Nice.
So
let's
move on to regional predictions for 2024. So what regions do we think are going to perform the best?
I mean, we've mentioned two of them just there. I think the North, Northwest and Northeast, I mean, they performed they were both in positives, I believe, to even last year after all that happened. So I think with what's going on there, and even with themselves, I know we talked about HS2 potentially not happening with London all the way up. Obviously, in certain parts of the country, it is still going on. But the North are wanting to build their own infrastructure to be able to get from each other within shorter amounts of time. And I just think the northern part of the city is just getting so, or the northern part of the UK, sorry, is just getting so heavily funded now that I believe that the northern powerhouse of the northeast and northwest are going to continue to do so. So they're definitely two of my top ones.
You got to pick one.
I'll go northwest over the
northwest.
Two. Yeah, I think northeast actually performed slightly better last year, I believe. But I believe with what's happening, as we literally spoke about, Liverpool, Manchester, even the likes of Preston, I really like that city.
Yeah,
you
got some
well.
Big hitters in there. To be fair, you definitely.
I generally
have.
Believe that the northwest. I know a couple of companies like Savills and JLL have predicted some. I guess the northwest to be the best performer over the next couple of years, but I generally believe that is going to be the case. I think the northeast is going to be great, though. I honestly don't. I think it'll be very tight. Put it that way. I don't think there's going to be a clear winner.
I think the northeast is probably going to be. I would say I'd put it a bit earlier in terms of the growth factor compared to northwest, and I think maybe in a couple of years it will definitely change hands quite a lot. But I've gone again. I'm in an iron between the two, but
you still don't know now, do you?
No, I'm
just you can be go against me. Go on. No,
I'm gonna go for mine. Okay, I'm gonna go for Yorkshire and Humber, and
northeast.
Yeah, so I was. I'm in an arm between Yorkshire and Humber and the northwest. Really was, and again because you've got the likes of Manchester and Liverpool in the northwest, obviously region. Preston mentioned.
You've got some big cities in northeast, though, haven't you?
Yeah, but this is Yorkshire and Humber, not northeast. Northeast is different. Yorkshire and Humber and northeast different.
Still a bit higher,
so Yorkshire and Humber. So the reason I've gone for that is because obviously you've got Leeds, but there's some locations within that region where we are seeing sort of good sort of price growth and demand and small little regen projects. I mean, you've got like sort of Doncaster and that in there. You've got some. Yeah. You've got Halifax, for example.
Halifax, yeah.
So there's these locations which are priced very, very well entry level wise and affordability levels, and I think they're going to be the driving factors for the Yorkshire and Humber as a region. So where I've got obviously Northwest, I've got Liverpool and Manchester in my top three of major cities. But if I'm looking at a region, I just think that Yorkshire and Humber's going to sort of just nick it. I think it'd be close.
Interesting.
But I think it will nick it just because of the prices and how some of the lesser known locations are performing well. And I'm not talking about from like a property investors flocking there. I'm talking about local people being able to buy there on top of still investors being able to sort of do well there. That's my reason for it. So yeah, we've got a whole year.
Find out.
I guess we will find out. So then let's wrap up our predictions with our UK average rental price prediction.
Across the whole of the UK.
Across the whole of the UK. So currently, in the latest Home Track report, you've seen it sitting at 9.7% increase. So very, very good year for rental prices as a whole last year. So, yeah, what do you see the rental prices doing?
I'll be honest, I don't believe that the rental market in the UK is going to slow down anytime soon. So I do believe it will be a similar year.
Yeah.
To last, I don't think it would maybe be as high. I'm going to go as an average 8%.
Okay.
So I generally believe it will be high again. I think there's no reason for it not to be. Rents are always going to go up. I think demand, and as you said, Toby, I think especially some of these parts of, for example, when we talked about Manchester and Liverpool, it's pushing some people out of the market because rents are just getting more and more pushed up, with, of course, the quality of the developments being even higher standards. So that's a reason for that. But then again, once again, with the ripple effects, I think the northern parts of the UK, once again, are going to really push up. I think, as I said, I still believe some of the southern parts are going to do really well with the rental side as well. So I'm going to go for a solid 8%.
Okay.
What are you going to go for?
I was a little bit less aggressive. But I agree. I think the rental market this year is going to do very well. But I'm just wondering, whether some of the, again, the southern parts or the less affordable areas are going to sort of drag down the UK average because affordability levels are definitely being stretched. So I, again, I had a bit of a range because I was struggling with this one, but I'm going to go in the middle of my range. I gave a range of 4 to 6 in where I was thinking, but I'm going to go at 5%. I think a 5% increase.
Solid.
But I agree. I think these more affordable locations, North East, North West, Yorkshire and Humber, that those prices are still going to do very, very well. Great news for landlords in terms of yields. I mean, if you're securing at today's price or last year's price, if you were lucky to, or even the year before, you can do very, very well with yields because the rental price is going to go up. I've had mine continuously. Every time I've had had a couple of tenants leave a couple of my properties recently, every time they're like, we need to put it back on for more money. Like the market's still doing very well, very well. And
that is good.
I've never had to reduce, when I've put it on for the market value, I haven't had to reduce it to try and get a tenant, and I've always got it out straight away. And it's the same with properties for a landlord I know in Liverpool. He's just rented out a couple of his new properties, and yeah, he was advised by the agent to test the market a little bit because they were saying how busy it was, and he achieved the price that they tested at. So, yeah, it's very, very positive. So I agree. But yeah, so I'm saying a 5% increase for the UK average rental price.
Yeah, interesting. I think it'd be good to see how the year pans out. As you said, I think there's going to be a lot of factors that potentially could change things, but I don't think it'll be anything drastic.
No. I think, like I said, I do agree. I think this year is going to be a nice, steady year. I think it'll be a good year for investing because you'll have a bit more context and view about how the market's performing and what it's looking to do. So I think that's quite good when you're looking to invest, which is a positive for investors, landlords, or people within the property market. So I think it'd be a good solid year for the UK. And I think we'll start to, as we saw towards the end of the last year, we're starting to see the norms of property markets in the UK, like we're seeing it settle, which, look, I know we like aggressive growth here a lot of the time from a selfish investing point of view. But that said, I've always been a big believer that I do like nice, steady markets. They're more predictable, they're easier to navigate. And I think that's what we're finding ourselves in at the moment.
Definitely, stability for sure.
Yeah, but as a rental market as well, I think it's fantastic. Now's definitely, even if you're a bit unsure about the capital growth aspect for a location maybe you're looking at, it's very likely that you'll do well on the yield side, even if the yields aren't looking as desirable as you first thought right this moment in time.
Yeah.
When you see the rental prices increase potentially in that area, then your yields will start to jump up. So it's still
would
still
you
good.
Say with your predictions it's something that you're still actively looking in the market yourself? Has it put you off buying at all?
No. Even last year, like, I didn't sit there and go, I'm not buying.
Hmm.
This year exactly the same. I'm in the market, I'm looking. As I said, I'm in it for medium to long term as a minimum. So stuff like that doesn't faze me because I know how the property market will perform over that type period of time. So I just see any time I don't buy as a missed opportunity, to be honest. So yeah. You don't know what you don't know, but you do know what you do know. And we know what we know at this moment in time. And that's what I invest in. So, yeah.
Nice bit of wordplay to end up the podcast. Nice.
Well, yeah, I know. Literally made that up on the spot as well.
Nice, mate.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Right, we'll wrap it up there then. Hope our predictions have been helpful or given some insight into our thoughts on the market. And if you also have any predictions that you want to share with us, feel free to pop us a message and we'll be glad to hear them. It'd be good to hear sort of what other people are thinking about the market. You'll have some going, it's going to crash 100%.
Always.
And then you'll have some going, you know, it's going to jump up 100%. But overall.
Guess we'll find out.
Yeah, all good. Right, we'll wrap up there. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Cheers, guys. Bye.